Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do we want the Raiders to win so they have a false sense of security going into the Browns game, or do we want them to lose so they're more demoralized going into the Browns game?
It might fall in the category of I don't think it matters. I think that might be the category. But for draft purposes, I think we have to root for the Raiders to win.
See, I would rather play a bad team after a win, because the likelihood of them winning two games in a row is just very low.
And you think they might get a little fat and happy off that success?
Yeah, that's what bad teams do.
Yeah, both teams are bad here tonight.
Yeah. No, you're right. But the Cowboys don't factor into this on any level for the rest of the season. So really, I want what's worst in the long run for the Raiders.
Yeah.
And I don't care what happens to the Cowboys.
We got a lot of time to talk about the Raiders this week. Pete Carroll thing, though. That's unfortunate.
It's almost like the entire offseason of hiring 74-year-old coaches didn't really pan out. Bill Belichick has not panned out. Pete
Carroll's
not panned out.
And everyone was like, oh, he's not a true 74. What the hell does that even mean?
Well, he's more like a 69-year-old.
That's what they tried saying. Like, he's like, oh, you haven't seen a 74-year-old like this, though. He's running around. He's throwing footballs. He's doing all this. His brain isn't of a 74-year-old. It's like, all right, fine.
So he smoked a bunch of weed and does yoga. Like, guys, and yeah, he's physically young. Mentally, I guarantee you, he can't remember a damn thing. Once a week, some amazing guy come up to me like, hey, Pete, your car keys are over there. Hey, Aaron, you know how I know? Because I'm 40. And it happens to me.
It happens to you. Octogenarians in the new 70s, though. Let's bring this up. Let's go towards what kind of 80-year-old coaches are we going to have here? If the 74-year-old coaches would have worked, we would have gone to 80.
You think so?
We would have just been
pushing the...
ramping it up.
Like, I'm trying to think of any 90-year-old coach out there. Honestly, it could end up just being the same coaches. Mm-hmm. Like, Belichick's your 75-year-old coach, so Belichick's your 80-year-old coach. Well, once you get to 80, why not a Belichick at 85?
I think the idea that these people are hiring some of these older coaches and not understanding these are retirement gigs for them, the same way I want to be an usher at a baseball stadium, they probably should get this together.
Nah, because I kind of like the idea. The NFL has become... it's got to become a retirement job. It used to be college. Remember how college used to, like Steve Spurrier famously said, I would have worked out in the NFL. I just didn't want to work that hard.
Yeah.
And I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, by the way. But like, it used to be, once you went from college to the pros, you really figured out what hard work is. Now, I mean, college jobs are for suckers, man.
They're for sake. Yeah, the NFL jobs are the cushy ones.
You can't practice anymore. There's tons of dead time across the schedule.
Okay, tell this to Hugh Freeze, though. I mean, Hugh Freeze had the golfing schedule of basically something like what I want to have happen when I get retired.
And what just happened to Hugh Freeze?
Exactly. But could you not have seen this coming? They could have seen this coming. Like, when you take these jobs, is basically, this is what happened with Brian Kelly. Same story. All right, what happened with Brian Kelly?
Brian Kelly, like, 60?
Yeah, but all he wanted to do was golf. He was done with this whole thing. That's why I'd be shocked if he ends up with another gig, because he doesn't want to do the gig. He just wants to golf and not actually coach.
I will say, the amount of times where I've heard a player say about Brian Kelly, I got hurt and then he stopped talking to me, or he didn't know my name. Oh, nothing. Bad coaching really hits home for me, because I saw it take down like friends of mine who were good athletes, whether it's at college or high school. I saw good, like, and it's not just football players.
High school, it's probably a little bit more understandable, even though it's not great, but it's more understandable if it's like the history teacher that is just kind of riding it out. Like, you probably should step away, but like the idea that they're just these are jobs worth millions of dollars, but, and some of these guys don't even care.
After watching Wadsworth this year and watching like what really good coaching actually is, I have such a different respect for coaching at that level. Like, if you're coaching in high school or college, even though there's a lot of money, because of the age that you're working with, you've got to have an interest in people. In the NFL, you can just...
Well, that's what it is, though.
They're just replaceable parts. I understand that. But in college, in high school, you have to care about people. And the fact that so many guys are like, yeah, coach literally couldn't remember my name and I played for him for 4 years. That's just...
Well, this is what this turns into. It's a test of who actually cares at that point in their life. So the money's great, right? And so everyone wants to cash the checks because the money's great and the money's still rolling in. But can you at 74 years old still care the same way that you cared at 44 years old? Some can. I think most can't, though. I think that's really tough.
I think most just... I don't think it's even... I think you care about yourself.
The general idea that you care about anything as much as you do at 44 when you're 74 is tough. Like that, I think that's a beautiful part about life, is that you just stop caring less and less and less about basically everything. And like that's kind of a fun part of life. But for some of these guys, like it's a tough part.
Oh, but like Belichick went to UNC out of ego. Even Urban, I know Urban's 15 years younger, 13 years younger, something like that. Urban went to Jacksonville out of ego and boredom.
I think it was a true test.
That's what drives those guys.
Yeah, but I think Urban always felt like it was a true test for him, in a way where Bill just kind of feels like, again, this is like a retirement gig. And now all the reports that he's like, oh, I don't even care about the NFL. To hell you don't.
Yeah. If the Giants came along with $10 million, and which is less than I think he's making in North Carolina, if they came along with a nice little $10 million 3-year deal,
what it is? He doesn't want to be embarrassed the way that he was after the Falcons did all those interviews with him and then decided to not go with him.
By the way,
I think that hurt him publicly in a way that he's still trying to recover
such
from.
Such a great, can you imagine, like, how did both of those scenarios end up? You stunk, right? The Raheem Morris thing has gone so bad for the Falcons with where they're going, if even makes it to a year three, and somehow Bills come out worse because Bills got 1 year at Chapel Hill.
Ended up,
he just got dusted by Jake Dickert in Wake Forest.
I don't know that there's a way it could have looked any worse than what it does right now for him. If he took the Falcons job and Penix still sucked, I think we'd be like, all right, fine. We'd kind of look at it like we're looking at Pete Carroll and the Raiders right now. Like, you couldn't have really expected him to have this thing turned around.
216-474-0092. So we have been talking about the big news of the day. Mary-Kay Cabot saying Shador likely to start on Sunday, in line to start, barring something unexpected. Let's go with John in Colorado. I bet you John in Colorado is going to have some feelings on Shador Sanders. John in Colorado, welcome to the show, John.
Actually, do I know I watched him in college, and he's a good quarterback. The Browns will not be able to determine whether Gabriel or Sanders is a good quarterback with what they put on the field every week. He had no chance. It was a joke. Johnny Unitas back there couldn't have done anything. In addition, Kevin Stefanski's play calling is so bad, he never stretches the field ever down the field.
He's not calling the plays anymore.
Well, yeah, it's still his playbook, though. You can tell, because they never throw the ball more than 5 yards down the field. That play to Fannin was the longest play of the year, I think. They never run inside. They never throw slants to the inside. Why not a couple of two-step drops? You know, maybe a couple of, get back there and release the ball so the quarterback's not back there running for his life. It just doesn't seem like every week. I'm a Browns fan. I'm taking my son to Las Vegas this week.
Mm-hmm.
We're going in and out to watch the game. It's ridiculous. I spend, you know, so much money every year on this team, and it doesn't seem like there's ever any accountability. It seems like it's a bad product. It always is. You know, I'm stuck because I'm 60-year-old guy, and, you know, I've been a Browns fan my whole life. So it's just, I wish there would be some of the reporters and some of the people ask Stefanski and the Browns, Barry and Stefanski, about being accountable for what they're putting on the field.
John, real terrible. Quick, how old's your son?
My son's 30 years old.
Oh, very good. Well, hey, enjoy Vegas, okay,
yeah, it sounds like a fun trip. You guys going golfing or anything, or what?
No, I wish we were, but we're just going in and out for, we both have to work, so.
You going to the Bunny Ranch?
Oh, stop it.
Absolutely not.
I just thought
that's not the father-son activity that he was talking about here.
That's bonding beyond.
No, that's not bonding beyond.
I mean, that's the kind of secret you keep for decades.
Do you go to different rooms? Or do you, what are you doing?
That's out of pocket.
Who goes first?
2 years ago, that would have worked, but not so much in this point in my life.
Who goes first?
That's a good point.
That was out of pocket.
John, we appreciate it.
It's not a good point. Thank you, John.
No. My thing was in play. It was just a harmless question. Are you two going to go visit prostitutes? Yeah. Together, you yeah. asking
well,
if they're in the same room.
You got my curiosity going. I was like, you share the same one, and who goes first? What's happening here?
No, this
you
is
you pay for separate ones.
This
I don't know.
Buy one, get one.
Well, BOGO prostitutes.
I think we should all feel very lucky that JP didn't have a son, because I think we know where we might be in a different universe if anything, God forbid, ever happened to at least 20 years from
we
now.
We needed the back end of that. Yeah, we did. We
landed
the back end
the
of
plane.
That.
I had a plan. Kind of like John and maybe his son this week. I don't know. I'm not judging. Here's the thing.
You're going to get me divorced way quicker than I ever will myself, by the way.
I think Anna, the Amish housekeeper, or vivid dreams of Grammy Pat are the things that are going to get you in trouble, fella.
Mama Pat. And we don't talk about those dreams.
Yes.
We don't talk about those. Yeah. There's no dreams, Max. Yeah. Stop yourself.
Not unless the therapist is there.
We need a therapist for someone that thinks that you go to the Vegas and go to the Bunny Ranch with your child.
Are you... Child, he's 30. Oh, yeah.
Adult son?
I'm sorry.
Adult son? Hey, here's your birthday present, young...
No.
Daniel?
No. Daniel. Yeah, no. You just both go. You don't talk about it. You don't go like, I want a redhead one.
Oh, yeah. No,
let's take the blonde.
Let's take the rental car. Let's just see the prices. Let's just see how this looks.
No, I've never been. Oh, honest. Look, isn't this nice? It's so much swankier than I thought. Oh, that's what that costs? I'll see you in 5.
Hey, don't tell mom about this one. Wink, wink.
What if the mother had tragically passed?
Well, then we should be doing a GoFundMe for this Bunny Ranch experiment is what we should be doing.
Thank you.
If that's the answer.
Finally, the respect it deserves.
I'll start the GoFundMe.
This could be basically like the movie Nebraska with Bruce Dern and Will Forte, but the end result is going to the Bunny Ranch in Vegas.
Not enough Nebraska in that movie.
By the way, I don't think Vegas is a great hang for dads and sons. Gambling, prostitutes.
What? No, if you take the prostitutes out of this.
The Oakland A's. I like that one.
Okay.
Listen, we'll go to the Bunny Ranch.
Have fun with that one. But you have to watch A's baseball.
I want a Kurtz jersey. No! I will buy you a vintage Derek Carr jersey. And 10 minutes at Club Happy Happy.
Always if genetics are a thing, the dad knows how long the kid needs, so that's nice. you said 10 minutes.
We're having fun.
Hey, we're having fun.
216-474.
I'm like that.
0092.
I'm turning into Ken Carmen over here.
The A's in the Bunny Ranch will do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
All of us. You want to revisit that conversation, or do you want to get back to Shador and how good he is at football?
No, I think we covered what happens when a father and son visits the Bunny Ranch. I think we got our bases covered there. Yeah. There's no new ground that we're breaking on that one yet.
And you know what, John? Thanks for calling in and give us that opportunity there.
Yeah, he just wanted to, you know, watch the Browns and, I don't know, maybe we'll maybe get wild and have a daiquiri or two on the strip, and we're taking him to the Bunny Ranch. And or the Brawny Ranch, as we once called it.
No, that was a different ranch.
Well, that's where LeBron hosts you at the Brawny Ranch, and then he comes on in, and then you know, he welcomes you to the different parts.
And then LeBron goes, this time he got me the job.
Yeah, okay.
Because Bronny got him LeBronny the job in the NBA.
Yeah, we all followed that one. Thank you.
He's wearing like a little Mater D. It's a big Mater D because he's 6'8".
And then Jaylen Brown's in the corner being like, I think he's for the G League.
And then Jaylen Brown, half of his hairline is
it just rubs off the wall.
Off. And you walk in.
I hope you wheeze now. I'm hoping for a wheeze.
Yeah, hoping for the fat guy to wheeze. What a classy response out of you.
Well, the wheeze that Mac now is playing, it sounds like a duck that's dying is the problem here. My wheeze sounds like a duck that just is just out of it, done, over.
All right.
Last breath.
While we're talking, out of pocket
thing. Well, those little squeaky ducks you have in the bathtub.
Forever, if you go to a strip club, there's the names. There's like a through line of names of like Autumn and Faith and Heaven. And I've been going to the same coffee shop for 6 months.
They're
all stripper names. And I'm like, is there a large overlap of a concentric circle of stripper names and barista names? Because I'm not prepared for it. I got a Rachel today and I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, if it was another, like, you know, Cinnamon, I was just not going to be able to handle it.
Do you graduate from the strip club to then, like, you just become a barista? When you're done with being a stripper, you're just out of it. You're
I'm
out of that game. Yeah, I made enough money. We're good. I want to have a normal perceived job, and then you become a barista, maybe?
Yeah, because you've got your degree that you paid for by going through the strip club.
How about one of those stripper baristas? You see those pop up on TikTok all the time?
What sort of TikTok are you on?
It's the live feed. It always pops up.
I'm on TikTok. I've never seen those.
It's on my TikTok, I guess. I guess I'm on a special part of TikTok. I don't know. They're not naked on the TikTok, by the way. They're not naked on TikTok.
Okay,
they're in bikinis on TikTok. And then they serve up the different barista type drinks, and then like the whole deal. It's always in like Seattle. It's in like Washington. It's always in the Pacific Northwest. And then the whole concept is this seems maybe not great from a health perspective. Like, I don't know how it passed all the health tests, but they're always, it's the live feed. And then it's them like making the coffees and doing all that. And then they serve the drivers and the drivers come through and then always look very pervy. And then they go on their way.
I'm just thinking of a strip club.
They go on their way.
A coffee strip club.
That's what it is, essentially.
How confusing that has to be.
It's also like 8:30 in the morning, though. Like, I don't know who wants needs that. Gooner's going to goon. You're just perennially gooning that you're like, oh, let me get my coffee with this. But it's a real thing. It's a thing.
You're
going to
get a 5 minute lap dance in 3 minutes. I'm horny.
She drops the hot coffee on your lap, piss her off.
That's her special move. That's
the big payoff.
We call this the coup de grace. I'm horny. And now to the stage with a cinnamon dolce latte. It's Faith. I'm horny.
I got nowhere to go, guys.
I can't.
I feel like once we entered the equation of coffee and strippers, I'm out of words. You can't just play me wheezing like the duck either. No. All right, hold on.
On the stage with a blonde latte, it's Shador Sanders.
Oh, no, that's just uncalled for. That was out of pocket. He fumbles the coffee. Wyatt Teller's there to jump on that, too. I got you, Shador.
Bouncer jumps on it.
Thomas and Shaker. What's up, Thomas?
Man, I can't believe y'all brought me on after that. Come on. Sorry, that's a crazy way to come in on the radio. Y'all trying to get me fired.
You can't get fired from a job you don't have, Thomas.
Whoa, I work really hard. Come on.
What are you getting fired from?
Getting fired from TikTok.
Hey, you know what? You're on TikTok. You know what? I can't be the only one that this pops up on their live feeds. I can't be the only one.
No, I'm on TikTok. I got a job, JP. I work. How do you think I afford to call you in?
Oh, I thought you meant you got fired from this job. I was like, you can't get fired from the radio station.
No,
it's okay.
No. My boss listens to the radio station.
Oh, really?
We're big fans of the show.
You guys, yeah. Did you talk with your boss about listening to the shows?
No. What happens is I go to work. They go like, oh, Thomas, we heard you on the radio again.
Oh, well, Thomas.
By the way, Thomas, have you seen stripper baristas on TikTok?
I think you deserve a raise.
Have I seen what on TikTok?
Stripper baristas.
No, don't lie to the people, Thomas. I'm not on that part of TikTok.
Let's not act like I'm the only person that this pops up in their live feed. I'm the only one that stripper barista is a thing on my TikTok.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
It's always the Pacific Northwest, though. It's always like a Washington. It's always a Seattle. It's always
maybe they've targeted you because of your love.
It's never like Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, Jake, you better be coming in here to tell me that that stripper coffee barista TikTok is in your algorithm as well.
It's in my algorithm as well, JP. I've been here to save you.
Thank you. Nick might die
anyway.
Sorry.
I love y'all.
I like that you came in just to confirm that it also lives on your algorithm.
Yeah, I couldn't let you die on that tree, though. I had to come in and save you.
That's hilarious.
You don't even ask for it right now, man. Jake, you don't even ask for it. It just shows up.
No, I think it showed up once or twice.
Just like those ads on the TikTok shop for all sorts of different... It just shows up.
Yeah, but then didn't know it was a thing, so you're like kind of curious about what the profession is.
You can't stay too long, Jake. That's the problem we ran into.
We're looking for a look, but not a leer.
We both stayed too long.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why it kept staying up.
Man, we had a stomach... We had like a stomach cramp there from laughing too hard. So, Thomas, what do you think about Shador?
I'm excited about Shador Sanders. I'm actually happy that he's playing against the 2-8 Raiders. I think that's a great situation for him to play against. And an indoor stadium away, so you don't have to worry about the home team crowd. I don't know. My gut feeling is telling me that we win on Sunday, but that doesn't mean that Shador is going to have his big, amazing game. I think he does just enough to win, whether that's scramble out of pocket or throw a big pass. Your guess at 440, I really liked him because he really categorized how I feel about Shador, that he has this raw talent, but he had this really raw, nice talent, but he needs to mold that talent. That guy just orchestrated better in more football terms. But, yeah, no, I'm excited.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much there.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Good luck with TikTok.
Thank you, Thomas. Hey, you want to grow your numbers on TikTok? I think we know how.
There's not a male version of this
yet, is there, JP? Not yet there isn't.
Yeah. Somebody wants to pay off that house a little early, JP?
Are you talking about my house?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm not a stripper. I'm not a stripper barista.
No, you're not. You're a radio show host.
It's only because I don't know how to make coffee, Nick.
And you... I would love to. I just don't know how to make coffee.
I'm just not good enough at it. What goes in there? I have no idea.
It's time about the coffee, guys. Simmer down. Steven.
Enjoy the bulge.
In Broadview Heights. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys doing today?
Good evening.
I would say not well. Yeah, I think we're a little off the rails here, but I'm sure you'll save the show.
We'll see. Yeah, that's the crazy conversation. But Shador, I was listening to the game yesterday on the way to a concert, and I was excited to hear that he was in the game. And honestly, I'm looking forward to him starting Sunday, but I think that it's a lot deeper than just our quarterback situation. I feel like Shador can go out there and light it up, but I still feel like we have so many missing pieces to that puzzle and inconsistencies as a team where it's a lot deeper than just him. And I really hope he goes out there and lights it up, but I guess we'll see.
So I agree that there's more pieces missing than maybe people are giving credit for. What I will say is, if you can just throw the ball down the field, you might be able to make up. I think one of the things that kills me in this conversation, it's not that, hey, the weapons are bad, the offensive line isn't good. It's not that that's not a valid critique. It's that there aren't 32 teams with 32 elite units at every part of the ball. Like,
right.
Everyone's overcoming something, and that almost is always certain on offense. So I think the problem is we haven't had one piece of this offensive unit overcome another, and that's what gives me hope about Shador. For all the bad stuff we saw yesterday, just 5-6 deep balls a game makes a huge world of difference.
Yeah, I mean, no question. And even on, I mean, but like there is the idea that in Denver, for instance, one of the best offensive lines in the sport, and then you watch Bo Nix, and the reason why they can have confidence in that Kansas City game and why they feel like even at the half they got him right where they want him is because they know he's got all day to figure it out and all day to work through, and Shador is just not going to have that luxury, and that's all right. He's told us for years he can overcome that, so let's see it.
216-474-0092. Dave has also been waiting patiently. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dave.
Appreciate it. I just want to say, Shador Sanders will throw for 2 touchdowns and at least 240 yards. You heard it here first. But I haven't been on that side of TikTok either. I'm not sure I do want to get on that. But, yeah, Shador's going to have an amazing game. He's going to throw for 2 touchdowns, I think 240 yards. That's all I got.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
I'm not sure.
I do want to be on that side of TikTok.
I like women and I like coffee. I just don't know how I can get on that side of TikTok and still be married.
It just happens organically. It's like all of TikTok.
Yeah, but that's
you don't
not,
ask to be on that side of TikTok.
That's not a response that I can give to my wife.
Yeah, you don't ask to be on that side of TikTok. It
Baby,
just comes
I'm
to
just
you.
Helping putting them through college it, one coffee
just,
at a time.
It just presents itself and then it's just there and then you don't even know how you got there.
It usually
you
does
built
just,
that for you page brick by brick.
It's kind of like you and your truck algorithm last week. And you don't know how you got on that algorithm.
It's true.
You didn't put that in the search bar. It just popped up. And then did you stay a little bit longer than maybe you would have liked? Yeah, maybe. And then it kept popping up more and more, I guess.
Certainly did. Keep popping up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.